Survival Guide, Lost in the Mountains. Catherine O'Dell, Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1, Getting Lost. Imagine being lost in the mountains. Imagine you are in the French Alps. Maybe you are skiing or snowboarding down a mountain. Or perhaps you are a hiker on a walking tour, or even a skilled mountain climber. It starts to snow. Suddenly, you don't know where you are. You can't find the people you were with. You are cold and lost in the Alps. What do you do? Every year, people get lost in the Alps and other mountains around the world. Some people die, and others get hurt. Mountains can be very dangerous, especially when there's snow. Avalanches happen often. In one year, 80 tourists died in avalanches in the French Alps. About 35 people die in avalanches each year in the United States. But avalanches aren't the only problem. Some people don't plan well. They don't have enough food or water. Others fall off the side of a mountain or into cold water. Sometimes people get caught in a bad snowstorm and die from the cold. However, if you stay calm and have all the right skills, you can survive. If you are lost, just remember the word stop. S equals stop. Stay calm. T equals think. How did you get lost? Can you get back? O equals observe. Where are you? Does anything look familiar? P equals plan. What do you need to do to survive? In 2011, Brock Besner and Craig D'Alessandro survived for 3 days during a terrible snowstorm in high mountains. Keep reading to learn how they did it and how you can survive if you are ever lost in the mountains. Chapter 2, Getting Water. How will you get water if you are lost? If you are planning to be in snowy mountains, you need to bring water or have ways to get it. You should drink more than 1 liter of water every day. If you are on a day hike, skiing, or snowboarding, you should bring a 2-liter bottle of water with you. If you are planning a longer stay, you should still only bring 2 liters. More water will make your pack too heavy. When you need water, you can get it from lakes and rivers or by melting snow. You should boil the water before you drink it, so don't forget to bring a lighter or matches to start a fire. You can also bring tablets that you put in water to make it safe. Or you can bring a water filter. You may be asking, why is water unsafe? Water in the mountains is cleaner than water in the city, right? This isn't always true. For example, in the lower part of the Alps, there are many animals, and they can contaminate the water. Drinking unsafe water can give you stomach problems. It can make you sick for a day or two, or even for a few weeks. Water can be clean, especially high in the mountains. But even if the risk is low, you don't want to be sick when you are hiking or doing sports in the mountains. And you really don't want to get sick if you are lost in the mountains, so it is always best to purify water before drinking it. How do you purify water in the mountains? First, get some water from lakes or rivers, or use snow if there is no water nearby. Next, make a fire and heat the water until it boils. It sounds easy, doesn't it? But it's not so easy to make a fire in the mountains. Here's how to do it. 1. Find a place that is dry and out of the wind. 2. Put down some dry tree branches. 3. Put tinder, twigs, dead leaves, dry grass on the branches. 4. Light the tinder with a lighter or matches and then add kindling, small dry branches. 5. When the kindling is burning well, add some more dry wood. If you don't have matches or a lighter, you can start a fire with a dry branch and a flat piece of wood. Turn the branch around and around really fast on the wood until it gets hot and starts to smoke. Then hold your tinder close to the branch until it catches fire. It's not easy, but keep trying, and it will work in the end. If you're lost in the mountains with no water and you can't make a fire, then you should use your body heat to melt snow. Put some snow in a water bottle and leave it under your jacket while you walk or sleep at night. The snow will melt, but the water won't be purified. If, however, you have no other water to drink, you should take the risk and drink it. If you don't drink enough water, your body becomes dehydrated, which is a serious problem, and can even cause people to die. Chapter 3. Finding Food. What food can you eat in the mountains? When you plan to be in the mountains for a long time, you don't want to carry a heavy pack. You should bring food that is high in energy but low in weight. It's also a good idea to bring food that is easy to prepare and that won't spoil if it gets frozen. Even if you are on a day hike, you need to bring some food. When you climb a mountain, your body uses more energy, so you may need to eat twice as much as usual. What can you do if you are lost in snow-covered mountains and you have no food left? Because it is so cold, not much grows high in the mountains. It can be very difficult to find food there. However, if you know what to look for, there are plants you can eat. You can eat the roots of some trees, like pine trees. They give you a lot of energy. In spring, you can also eat the buds from some trees. They won't give you much energy, about the same as eating a small piece of chocolate, but they may give you enough energy to keep looking for other food. If you're really hungry, you can look for maggots and insects. Some ants are good to eat. Others are poisonous, but you can eat their eggs. You can also eat mealworms. Look for them under rocks and fallen trees. Mealworms often taste like the food they last ate. You can cook mealworms over a fire, but for a quick meal, you can eat mealworms without cooking them. If you have a net, use it to catch fish in a river or lake. If you don't have a net, you can make a fishing line with things in your pack, like string. If the water isn't deep, you can even fish with your hands. You can eat animals if you can catch one. It's probably not as difficult as you think. If you have wire, you can make a snare. If not, you can make a deadfall trap. But remember, small animals are best. It's not a good idea to try to catch large animals like bears. Chapter 4. Finding Shelter. Where will you sleep if you are lost for more than a day? In some mountain areas, there are special cabins where hikers can sleep, but most hikers have to camp, and that means taking the right camping equipment in your pack. The first thing you should have is a tent. You also need a sleeping bag. Get a sleeping bag that is warm but light in weight. But what do you do if you get lost and do not have a tent? It is important to find a warm place to sleep. If you sleep outside in freezing weather, your body loses heat, and you can get hypothermia, when your body's temperature is less than it should be. Hypothermia can kill you. Normal body temperature is 37 degrees Celsius. Hypothermia starts when the body's temperature goes below 35 degrees Celsius. Even at just below 35 degrees Celsius, the body can have heart problems and the brain can stop working. You must stay warm, so you need to make a shelter to sleep in. Make your shelter on the side of the mountain that has gotten sun during the day. Then find some long, thick branches to make a tree shelter. Put the branches against a tree or near a tree in the shape of a tent. Then cover the shelter with leaves or even snow. This will keep out the wind, rain, and snow. If you have clothing or a blanket, put it on the ground. You lose a lot of body heat through the ground. If you have a hat, wear it. You also lose body heat through your head. If there are no trees, try to find a snow cave. You can also make a snow cave by digging a hole in the snow. A snow cave will keep you out of the cold and wind. Your cave should be about 3 times the size of your body. If it is too big, the heat that your body gives off in the night will be lost. If it is too small, it may fall down on top of you while you're sleeping. A tree shelter or a snow cave can also protect you from animals, which might be out at night. If you have any food, be sure it is covered well and inside your shelter. This way, animals like bears won't smell it. Chapter 5. Dangerous Terrain and Bad Weather. How can you stay safe while walking in the snow and ice? When you walk on dangerous terrain, it's easy to fall and get hurt. So it's important to wear good, comfortable boots. You should also wear wool socks to keep your feet warm and dry. If you are climbing high mountains, bring crampons. These go on the bottom of your boots and make it easier to climb on ice. It's also a good idea to have trekking poles. These help you walk on snow and ice. Trekking poles also help you walk farther. They make you use your arms more and your legs don't get so tired. If you don't have trekking poles, use a long branch instead. It is difficult to walk in deep snow because your body sinks in it. Snowshoes can help you walk on top of the snow. They are much bigger than boots and cover a larger area of snow, so you don't sink as easily. If you don't have snowshoes with you, you can make them from tree branches and string. Make the outside of the snowshoe with the branches, then tie the string from one side to the other again and again to make a place for your foot. Then tie the snowshoes to your boots. Another danger in the mountains is frozen rivers and lakes. They might not be completely frozen, and you could fall through the ice. If you have to walk on frozen water, walk close to the edge. This way, if you fall in, you can get to the side and pull yourself out. Stay calm. If you aren't calm, you could drown. When you get out of the water, you must take your clothes off quickly. Wet, cold clothes are very dangerous, and you could get hypothermia. If you don't have other clothes to put on, start a fire and dry your clothes by the fire. Be sure to dry your socks and boots, too. Avalanches are very dangerous. Often they are started by skiers, snowboarders, and people on snowmobiles. But hikers should also be careful not to start avalanches. Avalanches often happen after a snowstorm, when the temperature goes up quickly, and when it is windy. During these times, stay away from open areas and walk near rocks or trees. Chapter 6. What do you think? Could you survive in the mountains? Imagine you are lost in the mountains. You don't know where you are. There's no one to help you. You can't get back to safety. Could you survive long enough for rescue workers to find you? The first thing to remember is this. Always tell someone where you're going. Many people are saved because their friends and family tell rescue workers they are missing. If you need to be rescued, tie a piece of clothing to a long branch. Put it in a clear area for others to see. Also, use your feet or tree branches to make a large X or the letters SOS in the snow. Rescue workers may see this from a helicopter. What other ways can you think of to show rescue workers where you are? When is it better to try to find your own way back? When is it better to stay in one place and wait for help? Remember Brock and Craig, who were caught in a terrible snowstorm in 2011? How did they survive? They knew they could not find their way to safety because of the snowstorm, so they walked to some trees and stayed there. They had a little food with them, so they ate some beef jerky. They also made a fire with tree branches to stay warm and to melt snow for water. They dug a snow cave, and they slept in it for 2 nights. On the third day, rescue workers found them. Brock and Craig were lost in the mountains. They were in danger, but they survived. Why do you think Brock and Craig survived? Could you do what Brock and Craig did? Could you survive in the mountains?